Saanich mayoral candidate Dean Murdoch accused incumbent Fred Haines of foot dragging on garden suites, affordable housing and a citizens' assembly on amalgamation in a fiery debate on Thursday. Murdoch was a three-term councillor over a decade until 2018, while Haines was elected mayor in 2018. The debate was hosted by CFAX Radio and moderated by Ryan Price. On the ropes for much of the debate, Haines defended his record as mayor and his leadership during the pandemic. Murdoch painted the current mayor's leadership as one that puts excessive planning and studies ahead of action. Murdoch also raised the issue of council's costly firing, including a $600,000 payout, of former chief administrative officer Paul Thorkelson in November 2021 so council could go in a new direction, saying he has seen no evidence of what that direction is. Murdoch said he experienced as a councillor how traumatic the firing of a previous SAO was to the organization, arguing that taxpayers expect council and staff to cooperate and that adults can work together to get the job done. He pointed to an 8-year process on garden suites, a housing strategy that has yet to produce housing, a 9-year development of the Shelburne Valley Action Plan, as well as the yet-to-be-established Citizens' Assembly on amalgamation or service integration between Victoria and Saanich, first proposed in 2018. It shouldn't take 8 years to move forward on housing affordability in Saanich, said Murdoch. On affordable housing, Haines noted the mayor's standing committee on housing supply and affordability led to a task force and creation of a housing strategy, and $36 million was invested to build up the municipality's IT and reform its previously paper-based planning system to, for example, receive digital files such as applications for garden suites. In response, Murdoch said, "It's time for us to move beyond planning and into action," adding there should be a region-wide digital network sharing resources. Murdoch said in 2021, Saanich delivered fewer than half of its targeted number of new homes in the community, suggesting the municipality should use its zoning tools to create more affordable family-suitable homes, such as townhouses, duplexes and triplexes. Haines said updating of plans to meet provincial mandates to avoid public hearings and speed up developments are underway. He said he agrees, "We need to take action," but added that the pandemic had an impact on development and supply chains, which the municipality couldn't control. In the meantime, he said, council has worked on internal systems to deliver affordable homes by improving application processes, building up the IT system, and hiring a new director of planning. Delivering housing is a multifaceted task, said Haines, adding townhouses and duplexes are included in Saanich's housing strategy. Murdoch said while he was delighted to see the 73-point Saanich housing strategy approved 18 months ago, the mayor and council have implemented exactly zero of those 73 actions over the last 18 months. And while Haines said he brought forward the garden suites proposal in 2016 and council recently asked staff to look into how to allow secondary suites and garden suites on the same property, Murdoch said he had suggested garden suites 2 years earlier, in 2014. "These processes are far too slow," said Murdoch. "We have excellent plans. They were developed in consultation with the community. It's not enough to just hold up plans as if that's mission accomplished. We need to move forward with actioning those plans." Haines said he has led a diverse council with 9 independent minds over the past 4 years to produce winning results. He said his background as an educator, PhD in medical research, entrepreneur and longtime community member, and his proven leadership through the challenges of the pandemic make him worthy of a second term in office. But Murdoch said he has met thousands of Saanich residents concerned that what they love about the community is slipping away. Murdoch said the challenges facing the municipality are serious and urgent issues, affordability, climate and road safety, that require cooperation between all parties and delivering on promises. Saharnet at timescolonist.com, election coverage, timescolonist.com/civic-election. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.